download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Out of Japan, 102-year-old man.
Now you said Japan. Good job, yeah. Todd. Yeah.
Become the oldest person to climb Mount Fuji, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
It's the second time he did it, right?
Kokichi Akazawa.
I want to name it. That's a great name to have a first name, Kokichi. Kokichi Allen would be a great
name. Reached the summit of 12,388 feet. He surpassed
white guy named
the
Kokichi.
Previous record, which was set by Kokichi Akazawa when he was 96.
He beat his own record,
He beat his own record.
Is Fuji the one you walk? Is that the snow one, or is that just straight uphill? That's the other one. That's Kilimanjaro, right?
Right. Okay. Kilimanjaro, I understand, is just like a...
But that's on a snow one.
No.
Okay.
I think there may be snow at the top.
I'd rather do the ones that's not the snow one.
And Kilimanjaro, right. I understand, isn't real right. technical. It's just like a really tough hike.
Right. Speaking of walking.
This one. I don't know if this guy is like a hero or if he was a burden, because I'm seeing a picture of he's got a whole entourage in there. He spread the climb over 3 days, two nights. And let's see, earlier this year, he survived a fall, a case of shingles, and was hospitalized with heart failure.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't be on a mountain.
Yeah. He's in the hundreds. He's in his hundreds, right?
102.
Now, you know what? He don't want to sleep. He wants to keep moving, man.
He
Good
was
going to
quit, but his daughter, Moto, she's 70, said, no, you got to keep going. So he did it for Moto.
Or he and his 70-year-old daughter was with him?
Yes.
Or Moto once. Okay, got it.
And maybe Moto was looking at the inheritance and figured this might finally do it.
Have you heard about this movie?
That's
it's a Stephen King adaptation. It's called The Long Walk.
Yes.
I've seen it. Yeah, so where 100 boys have to maintain a 3-mile-an-hour pace until only one survives. It survives till they're dead?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's a horror. You know, it's a scary
apparently
thing.
Apparently some theaters are doing a treadmill screening where viewers have to maintain 3 miles an hour through the whole movie.
Yeah, or you have to leave. What? You don't get to see the end of the movie.
So they're doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, I read about this.
Now, how long is the movie?
Probably a standard 2-hour movie or something.
That's the exact opposite of what I want to do when I'm in a movie theater.
A treadmill. Yeah. Could you have popcorn on the treadmill?
Yeah, and especially the new seats where you just lay back.
I know, right.
I don't think I've been awake for an entire movie in a theater since they've installed those new seats.
Yeah, they're a double-edged sword.
Hour 48.
Yeah.
Hour 48 on the movie. And
Well, Stephen King's obviously a horror writer. I know that, but this. So I haven't read the book.
You'd burn a few calories at 3 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Hour 48.
Yeah. That's a long walk, though, man.
That's the walking version of speed.
It's the better part of 6 miles.
Yeah. So I just seen a quick.
Where the bus can't go below, what, 55?
50, I think it was.
Yeah.
So in the show, they all walk. I didn't see a trailer. I saw a clip.
And if you go below 3 miles an hour, your head explodes or something?
I think you're killed.
Oh, how long do they walk in this?
Well,
in the movie.
Till the last man is standing.
Well, they're all younger guys. They're going to go a long way, obviously. Yeah.
So there's one winner.
Yes.
If they slow down to 2 miles an hour, do their head explode like those kind of movies?
In the near future, where America has become a police state, 100 boys are selected to enter an annual contest where the winner will be awarded whatever he wants for the rest of his life. The game is simple. Maintain a steady walking pace of 3 miles per hour without stopping. 3 warnings and you're out permanently.
Oh, you get a warning.
But then either way, though, the winner keeps walking, but do other people just die or just quit?
It seems like if you can't go on for whatever reason,
they kill you too.
You're dead.
Oh.
Yeah. This is 4 miles an hour.
It sounds interesting. Oh, I don't know if it's four or not.
Escorted by soldiers and live TV cameras.
Okay.
So it's kind of a Hunger Games type of thing.
I might watch that.
Yeah, that's a big difference, 3 miles an hour and 4 miles an hour.
Yeah, it is a big difference.
It is.
Yeah. Right.
To maintain that pace.
Like 1 mile an hour.
Because I usually walk three.
For a period of time.
Yeah, or 3-5 sometimes, but 4, you're that's a pretty good clip. You know, you're moving.
How about backwards?
Backwards.
Backwards, I'll go to, what is it? But is it, I used about 2-5, maybe 2?
That's what I do.
Yeah, 2-5, yeah. I started doing 2. When you said 2-5 the other day on the phone, on the air, I said, I was doing 2, but I figured I could handle 2-5, but I think I did.
Yeah. Did you step it up?
What are we talking about?
Walking backwards.
Walking backwards,
all
man.
I heard was Tyler said he could handle 2.
Walking backwards.
Or retro walking, as they like to call it.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. That's one term I've heard. Right. And they've been doing it in Japan for thousands of years, so it's nothing new under the sun. Mm-mm. Speaking of Hunger Games,
yeah.
I don't know if we have much time for this, but I'm trying to cut down on my news from memes. I don't like to get a lot of news from memes, so that's where this originally came from. And then I did some digging and found out, well, most of the meme stuff is actually true here. These are the famous people, movie stars, musicians, what have you, that are surprisingly frugal. Like Lady Gaga still uses coupons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Some of these stories bug me. They're just lame.
Yeah, I think I read one about not Christian Bale. I think it might have been Christian Bale. Like, he still drives like a 2002 Toyota that he bought when he was dirt poor.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
I understand the guys.
Chevy Bolt.
Yeah, I understand the rich guys that drive some sentimental vehicle. I'll give them that. Like their dad's old Jeep or something like that.
Usually they'll put like some money into it, restore it, you know, make it nice.
Right. But have something else too. You know, you are a zillionaire. You have a lot of money. Let's go. Okay. What was that?
Some of this stuff pisses me off. It's like, if you have money, just spend it.
Right. A coupon's is lame.
What is she doing? Is she doing her own shopping?
Yeah, Kristen Bell is a coupon clipper. So is Halle Berry.
Yeah, I don't have their kind of money, and coupons. I ain't nobody
got
time for
that. I don't do coupons either.
No.
Dave Grohl lives in a normal suburban house, and he drives a minivan.
Well, he's got a girlfriend on the side,
too. It's for the rest of us who can't. It's like that guy that won the lottery awesome Los Angeles mansion. Like, do that.
Well, first of all, Grohl drives a minivan because he's got kids. He probably picks you up at school. He's like a regular dad kind of situation.
I think his kids are close to being out of high school, except for the new one.
He's got a new one.
That's right. He's got a new one.
I don't think he has custody of that one.
No, he doesn't.
But did he get divorced?
For it. He probably has a car seat for
did
it.
Did his wife leave him?
No. At least not publicly. They've apparently mended fences.
Because he's Dave Grohl.
Probably.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And the lifestyle to which she's accustomed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Warren Buffett, you know, he's the biggest tight ass in the world.
Yeah.
Same house since 1958.
No cheese at the market.
That's this house.
Right, he has other homes.
He's got other homes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think if I had a bunch of money dumped on me, I'd go too crazy.
Yes, you would.
Maybe you would.
Yeah, you would. You'd move out of your house in a heartbeat.
If you've lived your entire life without having crazy money and you all of a sudden have crazy money, you're going to go nuts.
Yeah, what are you saving for? You have crazy money. You could even leave stuff for your kids, Todd, and you could still have a crazy life the rest of the time out. You know?
By the way, get your Powerball ticket. It's $1.3 billion tonight.
Okay.
I would probably just travel a lot.
Well, that's crazy.
But then you can have a house in every place you go.
Or the place you really like.
And you can fly on a private jet that's yours. And you could just have all the clothes and everything you need in that house and never have to grab anything more than just like a backpack.
Yeah, just wake up and read Reddit and they hate us.
Seems excessive when you've lived your life not excessively.
I'm with Puss, man. I'd have a beach house. I'd have an island. I'd have a beach. Well, the beach house probably would be the island house, right?
Don't you think you'd lose stuff?
And then you'd buy another one.
We have one house. I lose stuff all the time. I'd be like, where's the underwear?
In the underwear drawer
in the
house.
Do we have light bulbs?
Right.
I get what you're saying, Todd, but at the same time, like we were just talking, you know, there's only so many hours in your life.
Right.
And if you have the resources...
What are you waiting around for?
To just enjoy them however you want, then go for it.
Right. We're not saying hookers and drugs.
I mean, but if that's your thing, then sure.
Right. That's for sure. Right.
Yeah, I'd go water slide straight into the lazy river.
Yeah. Yeah, but you wouldn't...
Nothing excessive.
You wouldn't be able to leave your house because your wife would say you can't leave the house, right?
Yeah. And then the suburban HOA would say, no, you can't do that, Nick.
Oh. I think everybody has a price.
There's a lot of people that wouldn't go as nuts as you think they would.
Boring. Nuts is a subjective term.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have fun with the money if you all of a sudden have...
Damn right I am.
Jackpot money.
Right.
Or if you have rich rock star money.
Yeah, really rich, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be nice to not have financial anxiety.
Right.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Oh, right. Yep. Exactly. And Nick's kind of right. It is a kind of poke in the eye to everybody who doesn't have the money.
Especially coupons.
I'd show up and you'd be like, when'd you get the Mirthmobile? Yeah. Like, when I got the money.
Yeah.
It was straight Wayne's World.
Do you have to ask?
You would be driving around in a Pacer. You would be. But it'd be that Pacer, for sure. Yeah. Who else is cheap on there?
The Warren Buffett one has always pissed me off.
Because at one point, he was the richest man in the world.
Yeah. And then the people the people that think that's how he got his money.
That's not true either.
Saving 7 cents a day if the market's down at McDonald's. I don't think that gets you billions of dollars.
That's not how he did it.
Mila Kunis is a coupon clipper. And Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. Oh, they got
They're weird, man. Yeah. I like them both a lot, but they're definitely a weirdo.
Didn't they,
man.
Not bathe their kids or something?
Right, they're
something
weird. And they said it publicly,
Mila and
too.
Mila and Ashton were on the same thing. If they want to bathe, they'll bathe.
Right.
Kristen Bell has a pawn shop.
A lot of stanky pies.
She's got a pawn shop wedding ring that costs $200.
Well, that was because...
That's what they could afford when they were together.
No, they were already working actors. They could afford more. Yeah, I think they were when they met.
Yeah, they could.
At least she was. Yeah,
they could probably upgrade now if they wanted.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts and Daryl Hannah, they like to go thrift shopping.
Well, that's because they like the styles. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old clothing is cool for a lot of people. I get that. Yeah.
My wife and my daughter are big thrift store shoppers.
I know a lot of people are, right.
They all the time at the thrift store.
Yeah, and you should be happy about that.
I am. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I recall reading about
this. My grandfather used to go to the Goodwill. Now, granted, he didn't have any money, but he was still funny. He'd have pants on, he'd get 50 cents.
I'm not kidding.
Did he buy a waffle maker there to get over the pancake?
Not that, Grandpa.
My daughter came home the other day. She's like, I found my homecoming dress. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, she said, no,
you're thinking $200, $300.
It was $6 at the thrift store.
Oh, there you go.
Win. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
Jay Leno does
that.
The Rob Gronkowski thing. Jay Leno saved all his money from the Tonight Show, and his car collection was paid for by endorsements and his comedy gigs. It didn't Gronk do that. He saved,
but he still has a car collection. So I wouldn't consider him cheap, man.
No.
I think Marshawn Lynch was another guy who just only lived off his endorsement money, kept all of his NFL money, and didn't touch it.
I think with Jay Leno, it was a paranoia thing.
Yeah.
He thought it was all just going to be taken away from him.
Yeah,
at any
point. So too.
Well, if he's got all that money, then why didn't he just pay those guys that rolled him down the hill for the gambling debts?
Oh, in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah,
that was weird, man. That was weird. All right. T.J. Miller joins us today. The Philosophy Circus, now available on YouTube. That's his new stand-up special. If you're in the Kansas City area on December 12th and 13th, he's at the Kansas City Funny Bone. His dates are available at tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. We're TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can download the brand new Todd and Tyler app. All the streaming's on there. Patronize the advertisers because they're cool. They brag if they advertise with us. And all the various radio stations we're on, too. I want to thank you for listening. And, say something nice about us once in a while.
Or don't.
Yeah, or not. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no.
Same day every day. It doesn't matter to me. Oh, no. Nick's out doing comedy. Be nice to Nick.
Yeah, Saturday I'll be in Hancock, Iowa at Jake Station. And the Saturday the 13th at Barleycorns in Wichita. I have new episodes.
They're all lovers.
Nobody's
going to go out to hate
you.
They're going to go out to love you, Nick. So you don't people pay to hate you, do you?
No, but every once in a while there's some disappointed faces in the crowd.
All right.
Overall, I think we're doing all right.
All right, we got to go. See you tomorrow. Thanks, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.